I'm doing great. Thank you.
Fantasy football, we always like to discuss it when you're in here with us. And, man, it's been a rough go for me. How have you been going the last couple of weeks?
Same as me. Like I told you, what my main league I'm the commissioner in was Saquon, number one, Kerryon Johnson, number two, and Tyler Lockett, number three. So I think Mark Ingram's number four, and he's not doing that great. So
That's like going bust at the blackjack table with, like, three consecutive blackjacks for the dealer. Right. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, it's not your year, or it's not your day, or whatever. It's
but
just,
even, like,
it's
Chase Edmonds I picked up, and Will Disley, like, it's just the whole team's been decimated.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah. My disaster right now, and I'll get your take on this first, because this is a hot topic in fantasy football. I have many teams. Yes. I think seven or eight. Well, I'm saying I have 25, but I have seven or
I'm
eight
sorry.
Of my teams.
Stop. Yeah, you have 20, how many?
25.
Yeah. Okay.
If you, I have, because I like to handcuff guys and I like to insure against injuries, I have several teams where I have David Johnson, Chase Edmonds, and Kenyon Drake. Yeah. And now I have no idea what to do.
It's funny you mentioned that because I wanted your opinion. Is David Johnson done?
I don't think so. But here's the issue that I have in Arizona. I have been banging the Kenyon Drake drum for so long. That's a very tough thing to say. Kenyon Drake drum for so long that he is an ultra-talented player, that you just need an opportunity, that you just need to get him out there. And, of course, he goes to a crowded backfield situation where you're like, now what do you do? So I think if they go Kenyon Drake and they use him like they've used David Johnson, run him, throw it to him, get him involved all the time, he can put up big numbers. But I also I feel like David Johnson still has a huge role there. So I have no idea what to do. And I started David Johnson this week and got negative points out of him, which is a disaster.
Yeah.
I'd like them to commit, but you have Kingsbury come out and say, you know what? There's a role for all these guys. Like,
so what's
thanks,
Chase
bro.
Edmonds do when he comes back? I mean, is he worth keeping up?
No.
So,
and I'm dropping him this week.
What about for, like, because the only reason I'm hanging on to him because a couple leagues I'm in and I haven't him, I can keep him next year. Is that worth it? Do you think he's got a role next
where?
Year?
Where?
That was my
with
point.
What,
I'm
with
not
what
sure.
team?
I know, but he looked so good.
I know.
You know? It's but, like, God, I hate to drop him, but,
the,
you know?
The carrot, the proverbial carrot being dangled.
The problem is there are very few, like, impact running backs. Like, most running backs are just what they are.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you know, it's just about opportunity. Like, you just need to find guys that are going to get opportunities, that are going to get touches, that are going to get carries, that are going to be involved. That's what you need more so than the talent, because, like I said, Kenyon Drake has always been an incredibly talented guy. He's never had the opportunity. He's never been an every down guy. They've never gotten him involved a lot.
That
and so you're
sense.
You're there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You've got to figure out what kind of role he's going to have wherever he goes. And then I guess if Chase Edmonds, you said, hey, he's going to go to the Lions next year and they're going to whatever, figure it out and move on from take carry on Johnson. Okay, like now you're looking at something. But if you don't know what his role is.
And he's third man on the list for sure.
Yeah, you know? No question. Well, a couple other guys that are out there in some leagues. People held on to them. You just don't really know what you know where they are in your league. Make sure you check your wires for everybody because sometimes people are forgotten about. I'm going to give you three names. We're going to discuss them, and do you want any part of them at all? Darius Geis is back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but he's back.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon. Look like he's going to be a factor in Seattle. Got him involved late. He still has some talent, and we talked about him a couple weeks. We've talked about him many times here.
Yeah.
But he looks like, especially we don't know what's going on with Lockett, it looks like he might be okay, but who knows? And Mohamed Sanu, who I just noticed was available in a couple of my leagues, which that's on me for not grabbing him. But those are three guys that are potentially out there in some leagues. Which one of these do you want to go with?
Well, I've been on the Darius Geis train since last year, and I'm done with that, so I'm jumping off.
That's me with David Johnson.
Yeah, so, I mean, Josh Gordon, same thing, you know what I mean? Like, and then Mohamed Sanu, it's with the I wouldn't be surprised if he got 14 targets next week or two.
That's the thing you know with the Patriots. Mean? When you have a guy like that getting brought in, what's his usage rate going
to
be?
Now, if Lockett is hurt for a while, I think Gordon steps up above those three.
And I liked what I saw last night from Gordon. I mean, in his intermittent workload, his hands were solid. He caught that one off his shoelaces. Yeah. Like, he's clearly still there.
He's got talent.
Yeah, in terms of physical.
He's got a good quarterback.
I'd say so, yeah.
He's such a tease.
Yeah,
it's true.
You can't. You just can't. Like, I've talked about it before. I'm a huge Josh Gordon fan. I'm such an apologist for him. I think he's a great person and player.
Yeah.
His talent is unbelievable. But he just hasn't he's not been that guy for like 4 years.
Exactly. We're just still dreaming of those days. I think Sanu's probably the safest out of those three.
We're also all desperate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes. If you're looking at those three, you're desperate.
Yeah, right.
For sure.